to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching it in an angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with Mo for Sham Pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new vessel. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full face of blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped to choke. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man.
Getting ready to talk about the, I guess, evolution of gaming.
Uh-huh.
How, man, I can remember, for me, growing up, not having a lot, but it was probably the early 90s, before your boy got an Atari. Way outdated, son.
Whoa.
Way
are we talking the old 2600 wood grain?
Yes.
You gonna put on channel 2 or channel 3? God.
Yeah,
the TV had the two knobs and then the one.
And the controller had two buttons on that bitch. And the joystick.
Yeah.
And the only games that I remember playing were Q-Bert and Pac-Man.
Oh, so
and Spy Hunter.
You ain't had a Pong, son?
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Pong. Burger Time.
Oh, Pong, right.
Pitfall.
Boy.
Oh, the most aggravating is noise
ever. Look back on it now, and I'm like, how did 2, 4, 6 pickles ever hold our attention span? Not sure. I mean, hell, even freaking learning computers, Turtle Day was... At school was entertaining. Oh, we're gonna play on computers. Ooh, take the turtle home. You realize all you were doing was moving the cursor around. Now you think about it, all you were doing was just moving the cursor around. You like, Hallie, what the? Oh well, that's what we had to get to. 80s memories, y'all. 80s memories.
Yeah, but I had my 80s memories in the 90s. How you do that?
That's probably
your 70s. Good night.
On a happier note, a little bit of a happier note, I like this evolution of gaming. I'm going to go back to one of my favorites. I was that kid with that uncle. Now, I grew up in a culture of video gamers with my dad and my uncle. And when I got grounded, my mom was like, you ain't going to play the game. I was totally cool with that, baby, because I could watch it. If I could watch my uncle and my dad, that was free. That was the best entertainment I had. Usually my uncle, just picture like a big old truck driver. He looked like Diamond Dallas Page, man. He looked straight
DDP?
Up. He looked like straight up he was going to diamond cutter somebody.
Damn.
But he'd be playing games, and he'd have a big old 2-liter spit cup in there. He's like, want some juice? And I was like, oh, God. But he would play. My dad would play. And even when I was grounded, if my mom was gone, my dad would be like, hey. Here's a controller. If you say anything, I'll kill you. Because he wanted to play, even to this day, even in Warcraft. My dad plays Warcraft with me.
Mom's statute of limitations is up.
Yeah, it's up. That's 20-something years ago. It's done. But even to this day, my dad will call me up, and he's like, what are you doing? I said, grading paper or something, doing work. Yeah, knock that off about half an hour. Let's go kill some shit. I said, oh, all right. And usually it's not half an hour. Usually it's the whole night, just killing crap. And I have him on, and that dude just complains. But yeah, we started off with like the Nintendo. Oh, we had Atari, then the television, and not a lot of people had that one. That was like you pulled up looked like a phone with a funky dial on the top of it, like a turn dial for like Pong.
Mm-hmm.
And over the phone piece, you would put a little plastic card based on the game that you played. They did it again with, like, the Atari Jaguar. I had the Atari Jaguar, 3DO, Neo Geo. I had all the weird shit.
I read all the magazines and I always heard about the Neo Geo, but I never saw one in life. The thing was like the gold, it was like the holy grail for me. I always wanted to see one, never fucking found a bitch. And ever.
That's one thing that I wanted to remark on is that when you heard about the Neo Geo, everybody wanted it, no one had it.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's a total opposite. Everyone wants the system that everybody else has because you're all connected. But back then, when I had a Neo Geo, someone came out and said, that's a... You know, the cartridge was long as shit. I mean, crazy. But the graphics were good on it. It was the most expensive game out there. God knows why. It was all right. I think one of the best games that we had, best systems, was the 3DO. And the only reason I say this is that there was a crap ton of games for it. Most of them were crap, but they had a lot of them. And if you ever wanted to play like a sports game on it, or something that had to be multiple players, the one thing that you always have a problem with is hooking up all the controllers to the console. Not this one. The controllers hooked into another controller. So they would feed off of each other. So you could have that thing like a train all the way down the block.
Sounds interesting. But
so it didn't. Yeah, but now if you got pissed at somebody.
I would say, I think the uniqueness is interesting for each of those systems, but the unavailability is what killed them. Because obviously the only two left standing today, only three actually, Sony and from that time is basically Nintendo and Sony, and now Microsoft has joined into that. So,
who remembers the Dreamcast,
dude?
Yeah, I still got it.
I wish I had two.
Crazy Taxi.
Wish I still had.
I got mine.
That's when I thought I was good on Killer Instinct.
Look, there were two games that summed up the Dreamcast for me. And I came from the Atari 2600. I didn't have Pong. I had a game called Copter.
Ooh, yeah.
And that was the only game I had. I played the shit out of that. I came from Atari 2600. Came up to Nintendo, which, of course, came with Mario and one controller. The first game I bought for Nintendo was Super Mario 3. I take that back. I didn't even buy it.
Huh?
I didn't even buy a Super Mario 3 for the Nintendo.
Fell off a truck.
No. This is what happened. My uncle, because my dad wasn't around, my uncle, he would come pick us up every weekend on my father's side. So he was like, okay, I'm going to get you and your brother one thing for Christmas. And I want you to tell me what y'all want. My brother, he was the athletic one. He wanted to be cool. He was under that peer pressure phase. So he was like, I want some Jordans. So my uncle's like, all right, done, got it. So he asked me, he was like, what do you want? And my mom was whispering in my ear. She was like, you need clothes. Tell him you want some clothes. And yeah, tell him you want some shoes, some underwear, some socks. And I said, Super Mario Brothers 3. I thought I was going to die. And she was like, no. He's like, he said he wanted it. Again, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ooh, boy.
But from there, from Nintendo, I went over to Sega. And the one that summed it up for me was the X-Men game, X-Men 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
I tried the Sega CD. What was the other one? The plug-in that they had. It was Sega CD and something else that they had.
Oh, yeah.
3DO? Maybe not 3DO. I can't remember the name.
Genesis?
It wasn't a Genesis. It was some updated graphics or something they plugged into it. After that, I got the PlayStation. Then I got the Dreamcast. The two games that summed the Dreamcast up for me is Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, yeah.
And Shenmue. Hot damn. Shenmue was the first, what do they call it now?
RPG?
It was half RPG, but it was the rapid button
fighting
that does the action for you. Where you have to hit the button and he's running down the street and some pipes fall in the way and the button flashes on the screen. You hit the button, you jump over the pipe. That was some awesome shit to me.
It was depressing because it ended on a cliff note. On a cliffhanger. I was like,
Yeah, because them bastards didn't want to. They made Shenmue 2, but they didn't want to make Shenmue 3.
Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
I was waiting on that. Shenmue, even if they made it today.
Dude, Shenmue you 3, could play other games, because that was the first game. Shenmue, matter of fact, as you said, it was the first game where you could actually play other games inside of that.
The mini games.
You went to the, yeah, you went to the arcade and you could play little mini games inside. Yeah. Yeah. Pole position.
It's neat to see that come back. A big game that does that now, but I'm a big PC player, as you can tell. 10 years or something.
You've tried a good marriage. Yeah. Common law marriage.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, I need some turn royalties.
Turn out the lights. And light a candle.
And I'm a, I mean, I won't shy away from it. I'm a Blizzard fanboy. Ain't no doubt. I got StarCraft. Everything they make, I got it. It's a quality games, man. I like them.
So Blizzard, they've never let you down.
They have not let me down. And I'm going to catch a lot of crap from this. I'm going to. I like Diablo 2, but man, I went to go back to play it. I said, no. I about burnt this place to the ground. Wow. I was clicking everything. I said, oh my God, this interface sucks. The controls suck. What the hell was I thinking? How did I waste so much time on this shit? But in StarCraft 2, they've actually got a mini arcade where they open it up. Now, here's the caveat this one. They open it up to anyone. You can mod out your own game. So you get total control, and they've done that through the StarCraft 1, where you're able to make your own maps and stuff like that, scenarios. Same thing with this one, but now you can put yours up on your own arcade that you can play in the game. And so the people who love it, the fans, actually get to make their own arcade game in there. So,
fuck them people.
Yep.
I bought StarCraft 2. I played against them StarCraft 2. Them people are fucking crazy. Them motherfuckers, they're like the Koreans. They turn that shit to a national sport. And they are serious as hell. Fuck them. I tried to play that game just to get in. Oh, you know what? I'm going to play this game. It can't be all that bad. I'm trying to build my base. Fucking wing wasps just coming in. Fucking these bitches. All of a sudden, I'm just building my base up. I'm getting attacked from four different sides by one person. I'm like, what the fuck? I got no defenses. I've got no army.
Ain't let you get the home base?
Nah. No home base. No nothing. One time I thought I was actually good. I built up everything. I was working with some guys, built everything up. All right, let's go fucking kick some ass. Rolled out there. I was lost. I somehow got separated from them. I was trying to find them. Come back, I just rolled into the wrong area.
Sound like they set your ass up for the open.
Dude, I came into this area and it was
juicing with the 42 fake.
Got their okie doke put on my ass. Fuck StarCraft.
Yeah, that
takes some games way too personal.
Just StarCraft.
That game's one of the original like esports when it came out, and the people who do play it, it's amazing. If you ever watch it, and we'll stream some of this stuff. I mean, I'll show you guys this stuff. I mean, not making it up. That keyboard, if it ain't silent, it's like they're in NAMM or something. I'm like, damn, what the hell's going on here?
F1, what they're doing?
Trying to look at the screen through there. No. Go watch a tournament and make sure that you're looking through the screen that the...
they're playing against.
Oh, no. Yeah, you want to see the screen that the commentators are looking through. Because if you look at the one that the guy's playing, you have a seizure. They flip all sorts of places, man. They got waypoints everywhere. They're sending stuff all over the place. And when you look through it to the computer, it's like it looks smooth, like everything's going. And it's such a crazy, hectic game. Like, your mind's got to go so fast. I mean, I don't even know right now. I have to look it up. I can't pull off the top of my head. The average strokes per minute, commands per minute that they do in there is insane. It's like inhuman.
Sounds like a group, what it is, a pair of three letter words, LSD and PCP. Nice. This got to be all kind of stuff flashing on the screen.
It's nuts. Oh, yeah. What you doing? Family's mushrooms. We're going to go watch the Star Trek. It'll be a hell of a time. You're going to see shit you've never seen before.
What's next? What was it? The Xbox?
Hold on, Jushin, what's your gaming history?
Oh, yeah.
My gaming history started with, I remember having an Atari as a kid. And then...
It wasn't the 90s, was it?
No, it was the 80s. When I'm still in Texas, we had an Atari. Yeah. Somehow, we lost that. And over the years, my father was in the Navy, so we moved in Cecil Field. And then my next-door neighbor had a Nintendo. I would play Nintendo over there. Or watch them play Nintendo. I watched a lot of people play Nintendo. Because my father decided not to do that. He bought a Nintendo eventually because he loved playing Duck Hunt. Don't know what it was. I was glad he got it because it allowed me to play Super Mario Brothers.
I love shooting when, shit.
When he passed out drunk, I was playing Mario Brothers. Of course, I only played it during the holidays because he always locked it up during the regular year. So I never finally played it during Christmas. Hey.
And it was never a secret when you were playing it either because you had to...
No. At the time, you didn't have to because it was still brand new.
It was still brand new. There were all kinds of tricks.
There was tricks like put it in the side, push it over, and then like barely put it in, and then slam that bitch down. We're like, you're gonna break the cartridge. I don't know what kind of polymer they use in the plastic.
But damn,
you took an ass whooping.
I got one for you.
And then my uncle, he used to play it. I've never seen nobody. This is the first time I ran up at bitches with keyboards, or as like the joysticks, the Nintendo and the NES Advance, the Vantage. My uncle had that thing and showed me what he could do with that, or a joystick and two buttons. God damn! I know it sounds dirty.
Hold on to that, girl. All I need is a joystick and two buttons.
But yeah, that was that. And then what was it? I moved up to the Super Nintendo. Then 64.
Super Mario World.
Dreamcast. Finally became adult. Got my own.
Started buying my own shit.
That's still in the air.
Hey, legally, I'm an adult. I'll tell you the same thing I told somebody else. I said, I'm 35 going on 10.
We can vouch for that.